Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So this is a rather interesting, you know, I love a good bit of research, and the Broadcast Institute, Ireland's leading media training and communication specialists, have found that Irish people fear something more than anything, all right? And that is, okay, so the biggest fear in there that they found is heights, which I'm on with that, as we found out last year when you dragged me to Liverpool. You put me up a
big tower. Big tower.
You're all right. Is your eye gone?
My eye's sore, yeah.
Oh.
And I forgot my drops.
Can we get some drops for Una, please?
Sorry. Listen, I can hear you. I just have to have my eyes closed because they're sore. They're weeping.
You genuinely look like you're not listening to me.
I am listening to you. Go on.
You'll be all right. But they found that there is a new fear that Irish people have, and this is unbelievable. And that is the fear of public speaking.
How is that unbelievable? It's the scariest thing in the entire world to do that.
You do this for a living, Una.
That's different. It's completely different. I can't see anyone. I can only see you. When you're standing in a room of people and there's 100 eyes looking at you. Oh, no. Do you remember what I had to do? Remember when I lied and told people I had an EpiPen so I could leave when I was giving a speech to people in Kerry?
Not in Limerick, no? Was it in Kerry?
Was it in Limerick or Kerry? I don't know. But at a college there.
Yeah.
And I was asked to go in and give a talk about radio and media, you know?
Yeah.
And
no better person to do it.
And I went in. And I just saw them all looking at me, and my knees started to buckle, and I could just feel, I was like, I can't think of one word to say now, and you're all judging me and looking at me. So I said, I have to go now because I have an EpiPen. Goodbye. And I left. And I walked away. And the lecturer came out and was like, are you okay? And I was like, well, I do actually have an EpiPen because I get these allergic reactions.
But nothing to do with public speaking.
No. So I just went in and I was like, listen, lads, can I just play my prank calls for you? Is that okay? Yeah, 100%. So I can completely understand the public speaking.
The thing is, I've been in situations with you where we've been presenting things. Like, do you remember we turned on Christmas lights before? And you did Frostful last year. And
that was fantastic.
I've seen you do it. You stand up there and you always say, oh, I don't want to do this. And then you just like hog the microphone. You can't shut you up.
That happens now and again, but most of the time.
But even when we had our TY Media Week, which they were absolutely fantastic.
They were fantastic.
And we went down to have a chat to them. I started saying, hey, how's it going? I'm Cooper. This is Una. Then boom. It was like as if you put your hand over my mouth and then you couldn't shut you up. You just kept going.
That's because I wanted to tell them about your toilet break every day at 10 past 10 when you disappear for an hour.
You literally told them.
Yeah.
These are transition year students. This is, I don't know. Do anybody here listen to the show? Show of hands. She's doing an interactive thing now.
Yeah.
All right. You can. Right. When I throw the ball to you, you get to speak. And then you're like, show of hands. Who here knows that Cooper takes a poop at 10 past 10?
Everyone. Right. Oh.
Well, if you didn't know, here's the story behind it. We're going to get merchandise done. Anyway. No. I get like that whole kind of fear of facing public speaking shows that you care.
Yeah.
Right. And you care what people think about it and how you present yourself, but it is definitely up there with one of the biggest fears. Another big fear in it, 087-111-207, is that you talked about this in your news bulletin. You talked about spiders.
Oh yeah. Well, I tell you what I said.
I don't know, because we got this in.
Oh my god, Una, why would you share that news about spiders in your home?
Okay, will you share it very quickly again?
Experts estimate that there could be around 2,000 spiders in our home at any one time, and that they lay around 10 to 250 eggs at a time, and they're probably lurking under our floorboards and hiding behind appliances.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You've totally freaked me out now.
Sorry.
I just pretend they're not there when I can't see them, but now you're after telling me that, and now I'm like, okay, I think I need to move somewhere else. Thanks a lot.
It's all, no,
because they'll be there.
Follow you.
Yeah, wherever you go, they're there too.
One thing I find funny about spiders is, if you know the big house spiders, the big guys, where they like they stop and they change the channel of the remote for you because they don't like what you're watching. Then they laugh and run away. When you capture them, if you like put them in a glass or a little bowl or something like this, and you bring it outside. I remember one time I was bringing the spider and I walked out down the driveway and across the road and on, and then I put it on the curb across from the house and then I let it out onto the curb and then started walking away. It followed me back to the house. I am not telling you a lie. See, the thing is with house spiders, they're called house spiders, and they'll only, even when you throw them out, they'll only come back in again. They just want to be warm like you.
Yeah, they like fine. Your house.
They love my house.
Yeah.
They do. They keep all the flies away. Anyway, what are the fears that you don't like to face? 087-110-2107 and it being Halloween, maybe it's ghosts. This is good, especially around this time of the year. It's all about scary things, things that scare us. This poll commissioned by the Broadcast Institute gave us a new fear that Irish people have, Una, from this research that they did. Heights is the top one. 31% of us don't like heights. And I'm up there with you. I don't even like to be up there with you with the heights thing. But public speaking, 30% of Irish people are terrified of public speaking.
It's the most terrifying thing.
I'm fine with it.
I know you are. I've noticed. Yeah.
That's if we can get a word in edgeways when your woman over there who fears it just like steps up to it. Like,
no, I don't fear it if there's someone there to have the crack with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But if I'm on my own and I have to continuously talk about something, I'm just going to run out of words and things to say.
I love when you have to talk about something or even make small talk and then you just keep talking and talking. And
it's just verbal diarrhea. Yeah.
My favourite was the time they talked about that it was all right for women to fart.
It is all right for women to fart, obviously.
But like you were talking to our new head of HR at the time.
I know, stop. Oh, no, stop. Stop it. Oh, God, can't.
And she's just like nodding, like holding her coffee cup up to her makeup. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She knew mm-hmm. I was right.
She left not long after that. She couldn't handle you. Death is another one at 30%. Failure at 25%. Oh, this one is pretty terrifying. Being conscious during surgery.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, like I had a major cry to the anaesthetist
when
I was going for an operation because I was so frightened of that. I was like, I'm going to be awake, I'm going to feel all the pain. He was really nice, he calmed me down.
Sleep. Snakes, do you fear snakes?
I can't cope.
I'm okay with snakes.
I have a bit of a fear with snakes.
Yeah, I'm okay with them. Crisps is not in there. Rejection, romantic and social and professional rejection. The fear of being told no, basically. Enclosed spaces and down the bottom of the fears are dentists, the dark and flying.
Do you get a fear of being judged?
Me?
Like when you play music and stuff and then you're someone really good at do music, a really good DJ for you, say, comes in and you're like, he's going to be judging me now.
Nah.
If it's playing to a crowd, they're enjoying it, fine. The minute someone good at music said, I'm like, oh, they're going to be judging me.
Nah.
I don't like this.
No. Absolutely no.
Just
no.
Me then. Okay.
Maybe it's just been at it for so long. It's only pressing buttons at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's all it is. Sure, it's not rocket science, Cooper. What?
Not rocket science. Even you could do it.
I actually couldn't.
All right.
So Claire in Leitrim has been in touch. She says, I have the white coat syndrome, the fear of doctors. There would have to be something really wrong with me before I go to see one. I think it stems from an injection I got when I was 7.
I get it, the white coat
syndrome. A lot of people have it.
I think lads in general are rubbish at going to doctors. Like, they have that white coat syndrome. It's like, they're just, you fear that you're going to be told there's something wrong.
Of course,
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hi, Cooper and Una.
Hi.
I think an Irish thing is being afraid of ringing the Chinese.
Ringing the Chinese?
There's usually always a disagreement in my house on a Friday evening over who's going to ring.
I've never heard of that fear before.
Why?
Who's out of it?
I love ringing the Chinese. You're in control then. You get to order what you want.
But then you've got the pressure of, did you actually order everything? Because maybe there's some prawn toast missing. Do you know what I mean? Sesame prawn toast isn't in my Chinese order. Where is it?
Yeah.
So did you not order it? I did order it. I said it was the thing. Maybe that's where the fear comes from.
Maybe that is where the fear comes from.
All right, from 1102107.
Aideen says, this might sound weird, but I live on a college campus and there's lads with hurleys throwing slitters to each other all the time. I'm terrified, and I mean terrified, I'll get a clatter of a slither. Aideen in Galway.
That's an understandable...
Yeah, that's understandable. That's not weird at all.
No.
I hated walking past lads.
Are they throwing them around indoors?
No, outdoors.
Oh, all right, get off the pitch then.
Huh?
Huh?
They're are doing on roads and stuff, on footpaths. And roads. So you're walking past and you're thinking, oh no, I'm going to get a clatter of a slitter.
Well, you just got to be careful of urban hurling.
Hey! Are you
on my tits? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.